answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and a guided missile strike group are now in the Middle East. President Trump ordered the show of force as tensions keep rising with Iran. And we now know just how brutal and deadly that radical Islamic government acted toward protests by its own citizens.
Tension remains high across the Middle East as the United States and Iran continue to exchange words about the possibility of war. The U.S. Air Force announced new drills this week in the Middle East as the region waits to see what comes next. More military assets continue to flow to regional countries like Jordan and Qatar. A U.S. official tells Fox News the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group has now entered CENTCOM waters, but is not yet considered on station. With the buildup ongoing, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson said this about his country's capabilities should war erupt.
We possess this extraordinary defense capabilities. We are far more prepared than before. It is our duty and responsibility to defend Iran's pride, sovereignty, and territorial integrity.
Iranian civilians are also reacting to the possibility of another direct conflict with the United States and Israel. Last summer, people in the Iranian capital saw 12 straight days of war.
As for sending ships for a possible war, I personally think it was because of their own sense of danger, because Iran has always said that it will bomb their American interest in the Middle East. And I myself, as a citizen, do not say that I agree or disagree with anything, but I believe it is with our right to defend ourselves.
As the drums of war beat, we are learning new information on the protests earlier this month that sparked the current situation. Time magazine reports the death toll from the demonstrations could be as high as 30,000 people.
30,000 people killed in the streets, and the number might well exceed that two, three, five times as much. In our previous hour, in case you missed it, I know you can't listen all the time. That's why we make everything available as a podcast for you to pull up later. You find it at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. But my guest in the first hour included Fred Flights, 40-plus years in U.S. Intel, working with everyone from the CIA to House Intel spy committees. And he's saying the number of dead is probably going to be extremely shocking once we get in, assuming we can find everyone. And also the word has been coming out that they are no longer just simply relying on the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to shoot and kill other Iranians because they know they might not. General Jack King will join us shortly to get into that very issue. But amid the current tensions, the U.S. is announcing multi-day aerial military drills in the Middle East. Now, the European Council on Foreign Relations has some points on traps and limits as to why Trump bombing Iran will not deliver what he wants. I'll come back to that in a moment. First of all, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. Here we are, January 27, 2026. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, or our Facebook or Twitter pages, you're going to find it. And everything goes up later as a podcast at Newstalk STL, Larry Connors USA, Facebook, LarryConnorsUSA.com. And again, I want to remind you, I cannot stress this enough to you. Your cell phone is your radio. You simply download our app. It's absolutely free. Go to Newstalk STL in your app store, download it, open it up, and whatever is on the air at that moment, you will hear. And for instance, right now, you would hear this program, Larry Connors USA. But we have numerous hosts and different programs. And I will tell you this, we're not always in lockstep. We have a few disagreements, but at the same time, we're all patriots, and we want what's best for our nation. And you will find when we say welcome home, we mean it, welcome home. And with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. And education, in part, is going to include coming up later in this hour, my guest, Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell, who along with Rudy Giuliani, was charging that the Dominion voting machine and apparatus was used to steal votes from Donald Trump and shift them over to his opponent. And she got hit with multiple lawsuits, massive amounts of money. She did get a pardon on the federal charges, but not the state charges. Sidney Powell will join us a little bit later. And to that extent, if you did again miss the previous hour, our story behind the story, which is a new feature for Larry Connors USA in the 6 o'clock hour, our story behind the story was my interview with Barack Obama. If you miss that, you definitely want to go back and pull it up and then push forward. Send it to everyone you know. Now back to the issue of what's happening right now with Iran. The European Council on Foreign Relations, as I said, says there are traps and limits as to why Trump bombing Iran will not deliver what he wants. Now, to that extent, in that discussion I had previously with Fred Flights, he agrees we do not want to carpet bomb Iran. You're hitting too many innocent people, mass casualties you don't want. You want to go after military installations, missile production facilities, things of that nature. But even if you read it as according to the piece by the European Council on Economic Relations, the U.S., and I'm reading their words, is locked in a cat-and-mouse game of escalation with Iran. Europeans should work with partners in the Middle East to restrain Trump's military actions, prevent broader war, and pursue measures to protect against the fates that befell Libya and Syria. They're pointing this out. Trump's endgame on Iran remains unpredictable, that he's threatened repeatedly military action while still leaving the door open to diplomacy. And for some reason, these idiots think this cat, or rather carrot and stick approach, is the wrong thing to do. That's exactly what you do. We will use a stick against you, but we're giving you an option to avoid it. But they, of course, have such great high credentials, and they recognize and represent the European Union, not the USA. General Jack King says what we're seeing so far in the streets of Iran, horrific.
This appears to be a bloodbath that compares to nothing else in terms of the horror that this regime has inflicted on its own people for 45 plus years. These numbers are absolutely staggering. And just dealing anecdotally with people on the street, and now that the internet is beginning to open up, they keep telling me that they're the people that are guarding them now and forcing them not to come out of their homes, most of them speak Arabic, not Farsi. So they have brought in militia from other countries to help them do this dirty deed. Mm. Listen, I think where we are with this, Dana and Bill, is this massacre for sure exceeds anything as I indicated. And the president said he was going to help, and I believe he's going to do just that. Two things are really at stake here. The regime is the weakest it's ever been in its history, politically, economically, and militarily. And I do believe an appropriate strike, obviously, obviously to avenge what has taken place here. Also, the president gave his word. I think he'll fulfill it. But what the intent of it has to be is to further weaken the regime and put it on a pathway to its collapse.
That's the key point, the full collapse. We do not want boots on the ground, not U.S. boots on the ground. But we want to use every leverage we have to assist the Iranian people carry out their own regime change. They want to go back to the way they were before they took over our embassy. They were a Western nation at that point, not being ruled by a religious fanatic. Back stateside, we've had a change in authority, and this is a very delicate task when it comes to dealing with who's going to be in charge of ICE in Minnesota.
Well, it seems like a demotion at the very least, and my guess is President Trump, and there were some sources whispering about this over the weekend, he was watching how everything went down in this terrible, deadly incident, the response, the statements that were made by high-ranking officials, and the backlash against the untruthfulness of some of those statements, or at least the debatable nature of what they were saying, and he said, you know, enough of this. This is, among other things, a political and PR battle, and a way to lose it is to not have credibility with the public. And so he decided to send in Tom Homan, who's a very experienced guy. He understands the job through and through. He wants to take it very seriously and do it the right way. And I think that Trump going out of his way to note that Homan hadn't been involved in Minneapolis or Minnesota was sort of a blank slate moment to say, hey, this needs fresh eyes, fresh leadership. And by the way, he's reporting directly to me. That was a shakeup, and I think a needed one.
All right. Now, to that extent, the top Border Patrol official is now leaving Minneapolis. That would be Gregory Bovino. He's done nothing directly wrong. But, of course, he's become the face of everything that has gone wrong, including the most recent shooting. And there are a lot of questions about the most recent shooting. Was a man trying to shoot ICE officers? All we know for sure, he had a 9mm pistol with him. And one of the officers yelled, gun, and that's all it takes for an exchange of gunfire to start. So Bovino being pulled aside could be considered a demotion, as you were listening in that report from Fox News analyst Guy Benson. Homan is coming in and has already had some dialogue with Governor Walz and agreed to an ongoing dialogue, just changing who's the face of this operation. Will that quiet it down? Or does it add fuel to the fire to those on the other side say, okay, we can get him out, we can get Homan out, we can get ICE out? FBI Director Patel says, we know these folks are still using that signal communication on their phones to communicate when and where to gather and to go after our agents.
The ongoing investigation involving the shooting last week is being led by DHS, and of course, we're supporting our interagency partners there. The signal chat group is information we collect from the public because we repeatedly request the public provide us with information they have. And what we are going to do is what we have been doing across the country under President Trump's leadership to deliver this historic success from year to year. It's not a trust me situation. It's a look at the last year. It's a look at what we did when the FBI opened up their task force in the state of Virginia under President Trump and our great partners at DOJ and the Attorney General. We wiped out crime in the state, and we're going to do that in every single city. We've done it for the whole year. And on this type of specific investigation, what you do, generally speaking, is you send out subpoenas, you collect data, you put people in grand juries, and you find out who broke the law. And if anyone broke the law and incited violence, remember, that's the key here. We are not going after people and infringing on their freedom of speech to peacefully protest. We are definitely not going after people and their Second Amendment right to bear arms. Only if you incite violence and or threaten to do harm to law enforcement officials and break the law in any other way does it become an investigatory matter. So this signal chat is something that we, the FBI, are looking at and spearheading.
However, I want to draw your attention again to the fact that this change at the top by Homan coming in and taking over from Bovino, I should say, some of those serving on the front line probably feel as if there goes our cover. We're not going to be protected. We will be under more assault and more attacks. And I dare say that That is correct. We do know this. The other side is not moving a bit. Illinois Lieutenant Governor on what she thinks should be done with ICE in the hole.
I want to abolish ICE. Because this agency cannot be reformed. We are looking at what's happening, and it doesn't matter whose ICE it is. ICE needs to be abolished, and we need to move this country forward and make sure our communities are safe.
And see, this is, again, it looks like a crack in the wall that they will begin to flood through. Who else can we remove? Well, of course, they want to go to the very top, remove Trump. But Senator Fetterman points out, if you're looking for someone really to blame for everything that's going wrong, here's the name you put at the list.
President Biden did a terrible job, and our border was effectively open at that point. Whether Biden and Mayorkas did not secure our border, and I tried to warn my party back in 2023 that this would cost us in the election, and America deserves to secure our border. I don't know why every American can't agree with that thing. And another thing is the truth that we should all agree to deport all of the criminals, you know, that are here in our nation right now.
And you know what? I'm going to take you back before we wrap up this hour's newscast. I'm going to go back in history with you to Minnesota senatorial candidate at the time, Amy Klobuchar. And what she says is right to the point of what you just heard from Holman. But that was, of course, when she was running as a candidate, not with our current situation. And Fetterman says, blame Biden, and he's right. That's where it goes back. But I'll give you another side of the story here. The Mother Jones publication, not considered a conservative, even a center reporting agency, they're already saying, well, putting Holman in there is not such a good idea. Holman is supposed to fix the Minnesota crisis. His record raises serious questions. That he's not going to be as nice as they want you to think he will be. His job is to go in and restore order. And yes, continue to grab the worst of the worst of the illegals. Hopefully without any more gunfire. Coming up, my special guest, former Trump attorney, Sidney Powell. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it would be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. so many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
All right, we're in the process of reaching out to Sydney. Sydney Powell, she's waiting on a call from us. We're waiting on one from her. You know how it goes back and forth. You've played phone tag before. I think we're in that stage, but we'll get around it in just a moment. Sydney Powell, as you well know, one of the attorneys, along with Rudy Giuliani and others that were fighting for Donald Trump and his election rights being violated, and in particular the Dominion voting machine count and tabulation, and how it was used to possibly rig votes, move votes, basically deny what he had coming to him. Now, I do want to point out to you that in November of last year, President Trump did issue a full, complete, unconditional pardon to Sidney Powell and a dozen others who were trying to challenge or overturn the 2020 election results. Now, the pardon covered actions related to exposing voter fraud, not applying to any state-level charges. Sidney, glad to have you on board with us. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Are you frozen out there like we are in Dallas?
Oh, dear. It is so nice and warm. We're having a balmy minus 7 today. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Well, we've gotten above 0 now.
Well, that's good. So I was going through some of the details, and one of the things I just mentioned, and let's get this clarified. You have a presidential pardon on the federal charges. You're still facing some state-level charges, yes or no?
There were no federal charges against me.
They've been pardoned, basically. You were also...
No, there were none to begin with.
Okay. Now
I was never federally charged with anything.
Okay.
The state of Georgia charged me in the indictment with Trump, and I worked out a deal with them for 6 misdemeanors that were no more significant than driving a jet ski without a license.
So I take it you obviously still have your legal license as well then.
And a jet ski license. Bar suit is twice, but yeah, I got a jet ski license and I have my bar license. That was never taken from me. We beat the Texas bar back twice in 4 years of litigation. We won completely.
But you were facing an enormous fine by a lawsuit from Dominion suing you for $1.3 billion. At last check, where does this stand?
That's been resolved. That's been dismissed by agreement among the parties.
Oh, are we talking about a settlement or just let's all walk away?
Well, it was a settlement, however you want to call it. I mean, that's the only way you can get a joint dismissal.
I take it you're under an NDA?
That's all I can say about it.
Okay. Well, I did my best to question it. There it goes. You know, Cindy, looking back on this, everything that you guys were pointing out and raising questions over, since then, we have seen numerous accounts come forward suggesting everything, if not precisely correct, as identified by you, was certainly shadowed and maybe even preemptive. Correct?
Yeah. I think it's the truth is all coming out now and will continue to come out in greater detail as people investigate it further. We couldn't get a judge to look at the evidence that we presented.
Oh, I'm surprised.
And, of course, the Supreme Court has now held that candidates have standing. And in my four federal lawsuits, we represented electors who are named in the Constitution and have a constitutional role and operate as candidates. So our suits should never have been dismissed for lack of standing.
And how much of that, without obviously going against your NDA, and you know exactly where the line is, was Dominion Voting Machine Corporation involved?
Well, the voting machines are in every state. And according to our experts, the DNA of all of them are essentially the same. And Dominion, I think, was operating in 37 states. ES&S was in a bunch of states. Hart was in a lot of states. I mean, there are three main voting machine companies in the United States.
Now, wasn't it true that July 28 of last year that Nicolas Maduro might have been using the same technology to beat a candidate that should have won?
Well, I think it's well known now that Smartmatic was a product of Venezuela to begin with, which is one of the things I tried to explain way back when.
And that technology
was then exported to other countries around the world.
And you know, when we talk about protecting our voter integrity, you nailed it in that sense. If they're using devices around the world in different countries, you're not getting any free elections anymore, or are you?
No. I mean, the only way we can be sure we have an accurate vote is for ballots to be hand-marked and hand-counted. Any computer involved at any stage of the process can either be rigged in advance or hacked.
What you went through, you and Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows and others, how would you describe?
And John Eastman. John Eastman went through 6 months of hell in California and lost his license. Rudy lost his license in New York and D.C., I think. There's still people going through hell in D.C. over it, and Michigan is still trying to do something about it.
Would they just like you better so they went away, or you fought them away?
I think we fought very hard.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that in total. But, you know, as all of that was unfolding, you obviously had two sides, one believing one or the other, and many were coming out, and their characterization, not mine, you're an idiot. You shouldn't even been in part of anything.
Oh, yeah, I was called every name under the sun. But the more people screamed about it, the more right I knew I was.
I do know this.
I think at one point there were 19 bar grievances filed against me, about 9 different lawsuits in federal and state courts across the country, and multiple bar associations. So for the last four or five years, we've beat back every one of them in one way or another.
Well, you certainly set a high standard for those bars, that's for sure. I also know, again, that the pressure was on media outlets. I know we got a threat when we first interviewed our first interview with you. YouTube and others were saying, if you have her on the air again, we will pull your YouTube and other social media sources. So I know the media was also being weaponized against you, or at least made fearful to go near you.
Oh, yeah, it was totally weaponized against us, just like it was against President Trump from the time he first ran. I mean, I had no idea how captive the media was to the Democrat Socialist Communist Party. but it apparently totally is. All the mainstream media anyway. I mean, if you want real news now, you've got to go to private channels on Rumble or X.
Do you think the ruling, and as it stands now, and again, the presidential pardon, whether you say you didn't really need it, you didn't have any federal cases pending, is it resolved for a lot of people, or they still suspect you got the wrong end of the deal, or you got by with something you shouldn't have?
I think people realize now that it shouldn't have happened to begin with. In fact, the prosecutor in Georgia who was assigned the case after Ms. Willis was totally disqualified and no one in her office could touch it, wound up dismissing all the outstanding charges against everyone. And he did so acknowledging that it should not have been brought.
Now, one thing that was made public with Dominion, they did reach a settlement with Fox News in 2023 for just under $800 million. So something
was
wrong.
Yeah, that was astonishing.
Yeah, I wondered what your thought was on that.
I have a lot of questions about that. I know why it was settled, because there were internal Fox memos of people saying that what I was saying was not credible, or what Rudy was saying was not credible. And so there were internal documents that would have looked bad to a jury or whatever. But I still can't help but wonder about that settlement, since nobody asked me for any of the evidence we had.
In the last 30 seconds, what's your relationship with President Trump at this point?
I fully support what he's doing. I think he's saving the country, but we haven't spoken since January of 21.
By choice of either side?
I haven't tried to call him. He hasn't tried to call me, as far as I know.
Do you regret at all what you did do and what you faced and what you went through?
No, I did what I had to do to let the people of the country know the truth. I'd have to do the same thing again if I were in that situation. I've never been one to stand by and say nothing in the face of pure criminal conduct and evil and things that are obviously wrong.
And I want to thank you again for agreeing to do this interview, Sydney. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You stay warm.
Thank you.
And God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sidney Powell, one of the attorneys that was trying to help Trump overturn a bad election. And we know there were a lot of things wrong with it. More to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
There's 1,000 miles in 18 hours. I got a double drive down southbound 35. I got the hammer down, Detroit made, 525 pushing my ass right down that line. That smell of burning diesel fuel just tells me that I'm back out on the road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You're allowed to decide at any point that you're not with this anymore. If you voted for this administration, heck, even if you thought Operation Metro Surge was a good idea, sounded like the thing to do a month ago, you're still allowed to look at what's happening here in Minnesota and say, this isn't what I voted for, and this isn't what I want. I ask you not to stand by idly. Speak out, share what you're seeing, and urge others to put politics aside. We're no longer having a political debate. We're having a moral debate.
As if he knows and understands the word morals. That is Minnesota Governor Walz. Trying to get those that have been kind of on the fence, is this being done right? Should I be doing all of this? Are they going too far? Are they not going far enough? Can people take their cars and try to run over ICE officers without fear of any repercussions? Not saying you have to be killed, but certainly arrested and put in jail. I mean, where is the line to do what you want? Do what you want. And they've been hammering for the head. They want a head. First of all, Trump's head. And then, of course, Kristi Noem. Trump had a meeting today for 2 hours with Kristi Noem. She's head of Department of Homeland Security. And the decision came down later that Tom Holman, our border czar, would step into Minnesota and take over from Gregory Bovino, who's been in charge in Minnesota. Now, at first glance, that looks like, obviously, he filed up. Bovino filed up. He has to go. And that's what they want you to believe. And the fact that Holman's coming in, things will be better, or they could be tougher. They still want another head. They want Kristi Noem's head, and certainly they want Donald Trump. And what you heard then from Governor Walz, you know, if you've not been sure what's to be done or how it should be done, you can change sides. It's that easy for them. They don't have an issue with changing sides because they have no frickin' spine. They will not stand for anything. They will fall for everything. And the latest wind gust could push them another direction. If you believe that we should not have illegals in our country, stand by that. I do. If you believe the criminals that are here creating the most heinous crimes, raping children, killing mothers, running over kids in their cars, DUI offenses which end in death, attacking law enforcement, go after them. If you believe that, you and I are together. Now, I have made it very clear from the beginning. I am not one to say all illegals should be deported. If they're here illegally, they have violated the law. But if they've been there doing their jobs, their business, making money for them and their families, causing no harm, not involved in drug cartel actions, gang actions, I'm willing to let that part slide. Maybe I'm being too fair? I'd rather be a little bit more fair than harsh. But when the harshness is needed, I am more than willing to step up and deliver it. And I'm sure many of you have the same view. But I'll tell you what's happened since today it was announced that Holman is coming in. Gregory Bovino is being replaced. I told you a moment ago, in case you missed it, I was reading a piece that was written by the Mother Jones publication regarding Tom Holman coming in, titled, Tom Holman is Supposed to Fix Trump's Minnesota Crisis. His record raises serious questions. Well, what record does he have in Minnesota? See, here's where they say, let's try to mix this up. We don't need to stick to the same road. They point out Trump has announced that he's sending his border czar, Holman, to Minnesota. This is after the killings of Renee Good, who was in her car, refused to get out of the car, refused repeatedly, turned her car, turned the wheels anyway, and accelerated, and an officer fired and killed her. The same officer 6 months earlier had been dragged by a car with an illegal who refused to get out of the car. Now, if you think you could tell me what was in his mind at that very moment, I'm calling you a liar. You can't. You cannot tell me what you would have done unless you had been there. Oh, we can spitball this all day long and have coffee sessions, a lunch break, come back and do it again. And you still have nothing you can say that will convince me you know what you would have done. For sure. And then, of course, we had the killing over the weekend of Alex Pretty. This guy killed because he showed up at one of the ICE protests legally carrying a pistol. He had it legally. It was not illegal. The question is, did he ever use it in a threatening fashion, or it appeared that he was going to? All it takes in a case like that is for one officer to yell, gun, and immediately things escalate. Maybe by accident he was shot by an officer, because as soon as he saw the gun, he considered that a threat. Maybe it happened because Alex Pretty himself was reaching for his gun, and they were not going to let him get it. Again, I don't have all the answers. I don't have the case in front of me, nor do you. But Mother Jones pointing out that with Trump sending Holman in, he's being portrayed as a less extreme, more professional alternative to the leadership of Bovino and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Again, as I said, they're calling for her head as well. The article continues, these days Holman is hardly a moderate. Last year, he called Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez the dumbest congresswoman ever. I second that. I second that. Put me down with Holman on that. How about you? But they're going to tell you because he made that remark, he's not really a moderate. Of course he's not a moderate. He's a common sense guy. But they got the head of one. They still want Kristi Noem. And, of course, in the end, they want Trump. But here's a side part of this story. And I mentioned this earlier today. Because this has happened, this leadership has taken place. We have members of ICE and others are fearful that now they have lost support. Their back is not going to be protected. No one will have their six. They're basically being hung out to dry, and anything they do could put them in jeopardy of being jailed or charged. And the other part of that is anything they should do but are fearful to do could put them in a coffin. Do you want that job? Let's go back in time when we actually had leftists who believed that we should not have illegals in this country. I've got a long list I could pull up. That would include Obama, who said we are a nation of immigrants, but we're a nation of laws. Correct. Bill Clinton said the same thing. So did Hillary Clinton. But let's stick to the state of Minnesota. In 2006, as a candidate to become U.S. Senator, that was under the presidency of Bush 43 at that point, Amy Klobuchar, as a congresswoman, made this statement.
I do believe that we need more resources at the border and that that includes a fence. What we have now, we have people waiting to come in legally. Thousands of people waiting to come in legally to this country, and we have people coming in illegally. That's not right. We need to get order at the border. But we also have to stop giving amnesty to companies that are hiring illegal immigrants. Under this administration, the number of prosecutions of companies has gone way down. That has to change. Then finally, I believe that we need to give people who have been in this country for a number of years, who are willing to pay their taxes, who are willing to learn English, who are willing to pay the fines, the chance for earned citizenship. Nothing has happened for the last 6 years on this issue. It has been all talk, and that has to change. We need to get some action.
And, of course, they're blaming Bush at that point. Well, nothing happened when Obama was in the office either. But she's speaking common sense. But back to the common sense of being in the street with maybe your bosses and your leadership questioning everything you do. There's a piece here that appears from a former L.A. police detective who served during the L.A. riots. And he did say the current ICE operations are producing chaos instead of public safety. He said this is creating more mayhem than results. Agents are being pushed into public contact, which they're not trained for, gathered, and that someone is going to get hurt or killed by friendly fire. Even veteran law officers trained in mob control are not used to what's happening out there now. And veteran law officers are warning Minneapolis is facing a dangerous breakdown in public order because mob violence, political paralysis, and fractured policing will all collide. And the next one dead might well be an ICE agent. And I know they would dance on his grave. You remember the other day, of course, when Don Lemon Fruitcake went with some other thugs storming into a church, shouting and yelling at them. Well, the pastor of another church said, Don Lemon better not show up here.
Y'all see when them people invaded that church the other day? Oh, yeah. Now, I just want to say to protesters and all of them, don't do that here. Amen. Don Lemon, don't come here. You roll up in this church doing stuff like that, and it's going to be the Royal Rumble. And the funny thing is, I'm not joking.
No, he's not joking. That is a North Carolina minister, Patrick L. Wooden, Sr. In the meantime, the late night cable and TV hosts are filling their programs with racial profanity, profanity of any type, aimed at ICE, Trump, anyone standing for law and order. Stephen Colbert began by thanking his audience for waiting in line in the cold. He said, I think we can all agree, F ICE, only he said the full word, F ICE, got a standing ovation. the Disney-owned ABC network, Jimmy Kimmel, smearing federal agencies, saying just one atrocity after another being committed by this gang of poorly trained, shamefully led, mask-wearing goons. He could be describing a bunch of terrorists wearing masks attacking his home, but he's not worried about it at his home. Then later, saying we need more political leadership. And then he began crying, which he's been very good at crying lately. Said to the people of Minneapolis and the families, the Preddy family, the Good family, we are with you. You are not alone. Cry some more tears. Over at Comedy Central, part-time host Jon Stewart raging, are you effing kidding me now? They shot a man who was armed while resisting officers. Is that what you're saying? The problem was the guy had a gun? Are you saying guns are the problem? If you're going to one of these protests, you might have a right to carry a gun. But Kash Patel says, and I think it's worth seconding, do not carry a gun if you're going to the protest. If anyone sees it, anyone yells gun, things can escalate rapidly. You could have a water pistol and have the same effect. Things are that heated. As always, thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. And don't forget our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.